And welcome back here on Katy Country 94 on the Sports Ticket and on our sports cast. Dusty Donish joined by Corey Booker, the head coach of the Lakeside Golf Team. Coach, getting set for the State Sand Greens meet today as you are looking for your fourth straight championship. And I know for you, that's not always at the top of the list of what you want to accomplish. I know you want the kids to just go out there and play to the best of their capabilities. But you guys have pretty much won all your tournaments this year. And as far as sand is concerned, as you get ready for the Sand Green State meet today, just overall, give me a recap of how the season's gone for you and how you feel about this team at this moment.
Well, as you know, and if you follow it, we've got good golfers again, and it's fun to watch when kids play the game the right way and play well. So that always makes it enjoyable. The last few meets that we've had, some of them haven't golfed as well as I think they would like to. So they were looking for some improvement today, I think, trying to get themselves, up and a little higher in the medal round, but you know, it's golf. You never know quite how that's going to go down. You never know quite how the weather's coming about in the afternoon. So it's been a good year. It's not as dominant at times, I think, as what they thought they might do. And different schools have pressed us throughout the year. One meet it might be Rock Hills. Another one it might be Riley County. Another one it might be St. John. So all of them have pressed us at some point this year. So you better golf well today if you still want to continue the streak.
You have five that can take the course today. Jace Cunningham's had an outstanding year for you. Ian Kersine, Jackson Hardy, Gabe Smith, and Tatum Miller's having a really good season as well. Yeah, everybody is, right? And I know we talk about this every year. You're going to have to leave some of them home that could be golfing. But as far as the five that you have and how they stack up against what you're expecting with competition here today, Tipton's a course, obviously, that you're familiar with. What are your thoughts on this meet?
I had to leave one of the kids, a freshman, Eli Schmidt. I left him off because we can't take six. Like sand greens, you get to take six. I'm not real sure why, or grass greens mm-hmm. get to take six. I'm not sure why sand doesn't do the same. But so I have to, every year, we have to go through the year with playoffs and with keeping track of scores. Every time they go out, I keep track of scores in a practice round and in meets and kind of keep a total of that. So Eli ended up just short this year, so he got had to stay back, and it sucks. I really don't understand it, but again, I know nobody's really feeling sorry for us, and I wouldn't expect them to because of what it is. But I'm expecting them to do well. They put a lot of pressure on themselves, and they want to do well, so I'm expecting them to go out and golf well, and they will have to golf well for us to repeat for the fourth time.
You mentioned some of the teams that have, you know, played well this year against you in competition, albeit haven't been able to overcome you in those competitions, but is there any of them that are outside of the teams that you've seen already this season that maybe could make a push?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. You know, being on Tipton's course, I didn't mention them. They haven't pushed us yet at this point, but they also have the capability of stepping up at some point in time as well. So they could give us a push. The other schools that we have would be like Riley County but Chase County and Western Plains and Logan. There's a few of them around team-wise, but they haven't pushed us up to this point. But who's to say? Mm-hmm. We'll golf well and how things will come down. So it's hard to predict. You just know where you've stood from the year.
Corey Booker, the coach of the Lakeside Golf Team here on the Sports Ticket on the Sportscast on Katy Country 94. Coach, we certainly thank you for joining us and wish you nothing but the best today in your quest for a fourth straight state title.
I appreciate it, Dusty. We appreciate so much what the radio station does for all the area schools. It's such a neat, nice thing to have, because a lot of schools don't have that kind of coverage, and you guys for years have done an excellent keeping people informed. So we appreciate what you do as well.
Appreciate that, Coach. Best of luck today.
Thank you.